It's good to see everyone again. Glad to be back out here this week. Good start to the mini camp. Excited for the team this year.
What would you say is most important for the offense to accomplish during this mini camp?
Right now we have to continue to just play sound fundamental football, whether it's coming out, working the proper techniques, or lining up in the right formations. No, we just want to establish that right now, establish some chemistry, get a feel for one another, heading into training camp.
Hey, what's it been like for you? You've had a little bit of a mix in front of you on that offensive line. What's it been like being behind those guys?
Playing behind those guys has been fun. The communication has been great. Those guys communicate, whether it's calls in the run game or in the pass game, they're communicating it down the line, and, it's making my job much easier.
Tyrus Thompson got that chance at right guard. What have you seen from him during this?
Those young guys, they've been taking advantage of their opportunities that they've been given. And, I'm glad to have those guys on the team. They work extremely hard. And the best thing they do is listen. They have a group of veterans in that room, and they're doing a great job of listening to those guys.
Teddy, what are your plans between the end of mini camp and training camp? Who are you going to work out with? Are you going to get any time off? What have you?
This time that we're going to have off before training camp, I'm going to take advantage of it. I'm going to continue to work out so that when I do arrive down in Mankato and see you all again, that I make sure that I'm sharp.
You'll be down in South Florida?
Yeah, I'll be down in South Florida.
Teddy, what have you seen from Michael Pruitt? I know he's gotten some run. Well, he's gotten a lot of passes from all the quarterbacks, but he's gotten some work with you as well.
Yeah, Pruitt, he's an athlete. I can tell you that much. We're glad to have him. He brings something different to the table. He can catch passes out of the backfield, catch passes from the tight end position. He can block in the run game. He can line up at wide receiver. Probably can return punts and kickoffs also. But, he's an exciting player to have, and he's just looking forward to his opportunity.
What are you seeing out of Jarek McKinnon, your fellow rookie from last year? Looks like he's bounced back fully from his back surgery and doing pretty well.
Jarek has looked great. He doesn't look like he's been injured to me. He's come back out. He's been flying. He brings that energy to the backfield, that excitement. And those guys have all just been competing at a high level.
Is it different having 28 behind you?
We're glad to have 28 back. Everyone knows what he brings to the table, what he brings to this game. His presence is always felt. And I'm just glad to have a steady backfield like the one that I have. Whether it's Adrian, Jarrett, Matt, Joe, those guys are all contributed to this team.
Obviously, game time. Are you looking forward to that? I know the practice is one thing and training camp is one thing, but to actually get out there and have a real game with him.
I'm looking forward to it, but I'm looking forward to playing in the game with all of these guys on this team. It's a totally different team from last year. As we all know, nothing in this league stays the same. So we have different guys on this team, and we have guys who are ready to play and ready to win.
Do you see mini camps mentally different at all? When you gear up, you have the training camps. Is different. So how does an athlete, how do you differentiate? Is this like, all right, this is my next step up, or is it just pretty much all the same until you get to Mankato?
The mini camp is extremely important because, we had 10 OTA practices, and then you sum it up with the 3 mini camp days. So, everything that we learned in those 10 days throughout the OTAs, whether it's the first day of mini camp, we may install what we learned the first 3 days of OTAs. In the second day of mini camp, we go over the next 3 days of OTAs. Then after that, the list goes on and on. So it's extremely important to take advantage of those reps because it now sees how much, we're focused and, just allows us to be more detailed.
Do you mentally judge where you are as a group as an offense, though, for each section?
We judge where we are mentally and physically. But at the same time, we know that it's only June. And we still have a long way to go. We know that training camp is coming up. We have the preseason to prepare us for the regular season. So we're just going to take advantage of this opportunity that we have right now and make the most of it.
But back to my first question. You going to take any time off, or are you going to be working like straight through?
I try to be a constant grinder, so I'm going to continue to try to work the whole time. I had an entire offseason from January until the beginning of workouts, so I had enough time to rest back then. So now it's time to shift my focus to the season.
What would you say you know now that you didn't know last September?
I have more of a feel for, what the coaches are trying to do here, as far as game plan wise. Last year, I was kind of learning my way around game plans and getting a feel for, you know, Coach Norv and Scott Turner and what they're asking of us. But having a year under my belt, you know, I can see why he's calling certain plays and where he wants to go with the football, whether it's a situational play call or just a play call, whether it's first and 10 or second and 10. So having an understanding for the coordinator, I think I'm, you know, that far ahead this year.
For you guys looking at, you know, when you are, I mean, I know you were later than some of the veterans, but coming in with Norv, you know, Greg Jennings said last year his head was spinning learning this offense. Now that you have a year under your belt, do you see that you and other guys are picking things up a lot faster now that you have that year? Because it seems like his offense is maybe more complex than others.
Yeah, I would say that we're having an easier job picking things up this year. But you know, at the same time, last year we had a group of guys who were pros and, you know, were able to grasp information and apply it to the playing field. So I think we're doing a better job with that this year. Especially that's due to having a year under my belt and these guys having a year under their belts in this system. So I think we're doing a good job for the most part.
Is Norv taking it any easier on you guys this year now that maybe you grasp a little bit better?
You know, Coach Turner, he loves to, you know, he loves calling plays. I can tell you that much. and he doesn't just call plays. He calls plays for us to execute, and, you know, we're just glad to be playing in this offense.
Relationships with receivers that you've applied with Mike Wallace this year?
No, last year, me being a young guy, kind of had a fresh slate with the receivers. So those guys accepted me with welcoming arms. And plus, I had a group of veterans in that room. You know, you talk about Greg Jennings. He was a great leader in that room. So now you shift, fast forward to this year, you bring in Mike Wallace, who's a savvy veteran also, and he's a pretty exciting player to be on the playing field with at the same time. But he brings some leadership to this team, to that wide receiver room, and, you know, for me, it's easy, you know, for me to apply some of my leadership skills to him because, you know, we both have the same understanding, both have the same mindset. And that entire wide receiver room has the same mindset, which is to win.
You take the open one across the middle, in minicamp, you know, like, I mean, is that how much effort he puts forth every day?
Yeah, you love to see that from the guys, but I could have did a better job and made it less painful for him.
Teddy, how do you, you know, building off that with just building chemistry with guys? Cordero, for example, has mostly been with Sean and the twos. How do you kind of work on that when you're maybe not getting the practice reps to try to, you know, get that chemistry going with him, even though you might not have any opportunities in actual practice?
Well, when we're out here in practice, you know, we have individual periods. We have periods where we get to throw routes with the wide receivers, and that's where we develop that chemistry. And then whether it's staying after practice and, you know, working on routes that we may have not thrown in practice, trying to get that chemistry down. And, you know, those are some of the ways that you just try to find some chemistry with all the receivers.
How do you like what you've seen out of Trey Waynes, you know, going against him?
Trey, he's a pretty exciting player. We're glad to have him on his defense. He brings some, you know, playmaking skills to that defense side of the ball, which is already talented. And after going against them all OTAs and the first day of minicamp, you know, I'm pretty impressed.
Have you seen any differences with Cordero being back here this spring?
You know, Cordero, he's always been a hard worker, and it's just continuing to show. Each day that he's come to work, whether it's throughout the OTAs, throughout phase one, phase two, and now in the minicamp, you saw him today go across the middle and catch a nice pass from Sean Hill. He's a guy who's always came in. He's a competitor. He comes in with that hard hat on. And he's just ready to work.
Thanks. Thanks, sir. Thanks, buddy.